At the top of the news this Tuesday morning, 3 days after Zimbabwe's elections, the slow release of results is increasing concern by observers that President Robert Mugabe is trying to manipulate the count to thwart opposition claims of victory. Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change says it has won a parliamentary majority and is leading in presidential polls. Linda Bordoni spoke with Jerry Jackson, founder and station manager of SW Radio Africa, the independent voice of Zimbabwe broadcasting out of the UK.
It's a very confusing and difficult time for everybody because whatever happens with the results, there's going to be chaos in the country. If Mugabe rigs the election, because everyone feels that if he gets back in, it can only be through rigging, then this time people are just not going to accept it, and they will certainly take to the streets. I'm sure it will be peaceful demonstrations, but it remains to be seen how the army will deal with that. If the main opposition leader, Tsvangirai, wins, then there's going to be mass jubilation and chaos all over again.
Jerry, should the opposition actually manage to win, what do you hope for the country after the initial jubilation, of course?
It would be the beginning of a real sense of hope, and that's what you need in a country. When you do not have hope, then there is nothing worse. It would inspire Zimbabweans to try and move forward and get out of this terrible nightmare that the country's been suffering from. I would assume that the international community would help financially because the country is absolutely destroyed at every level. My concern would be that the destruction is so profound that the expected hopes of the people could not be met in a decent time frame, and whoever takes control now faces an extremely difficult future.